The latest leaks of the now notorious Twitter files show that Washington was manipulating what users online saw regarding COVID vaccines. Well, maybe that's because key figures had something to gain from it. Let's take a look at Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is America's top health official, and he just announced that he will be stepping down as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and as chief medical advisor to President Biden. Well, the timing is definitely interesting.
Do you know anyone who works for a social media platform?
Do I know somebody who works for a social media platform?
Or at this time?
Well, I've had communications with Mark Zuckerberg in the past.
Do you know anyone else who works for a social media platform other than Mark Zuckerberg?
When you say, do I know somebody who works?
Like, do you have acquaintances, people that you know who work at social media platforms?
Well, a person who used to work as a software engineer for Twitter was my daughter.
So America's top health official's daughter worked for Twitter, so in a position to potentially alter a few things according to her dad's wishes, who was in a position to benefit from people getting vaccinated.
27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty from any entity that you ever oversaw the distribution of money in research grants?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalty.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever overseen, Senator, have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
Joe Biden's chief medical advisor isn't sure if he profited from the pandemic. Excellent. Well, we know how much Pfizer made. $22 billion in 2021, or $1,000 every second. And we now know that the first vaccine that was sold to the masses in America, both literally and figuratively, wasn't even tested for efficacy before it entered the market.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk.
It's hardly surprising then that across the pond, the EU prosecutor's office has now opened an investigation into COVID vaccine purchases with all eyes on the European Commission president. It seems that Ursula von der Leyen exchanged a few text messages with Pfizer's CEO before cementing the multi-billion euro contract, acquiring 4.5 billion doses for 450 million people. Well, maybe this case will shed some light on her involvement, because so far, the commission has refused to release any details about von der Leyen's role in its negotiations.
The commission can confirm that the search undertaken by the president's cabinet for relevant text messages corresponding to the request for access to documents has not yielded any results.
We asked the commission to provide us with information on the preliminary negotiations for this agreement, scientific experts consulted and advice received, timing of the talks, records of the discussions, and details of the agreed terms and conditions. However, none was forthcoming.
Hardly surprising. Well, it took a couple of years to get the leaks linking Washington to Twitter's COVID policies, so we may need a few more to uncover what lies beneath the billions, if not trillions, made during the pandemic.